Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy. And your plants do too.
Aw,
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Let me tell you a little bit about BetOnline. It remains your number one spot for NBA, MLB, MMA, boxing. It doesn't matter. Every single prop, every single play, every single point, it's all at BetOnline. When it comes to bets, when it comes to props, everything that you need is at your headquarters for sports betting. That's BetOnline. Head to the website right now. Use your mobile device. Sign up. Get a 50% welcome bonus. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Come on, there's no need to hesitate. Bet online, where the game starts.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Hello. Hello, everybody. It's the Mikey Likes You podcast. Last episode was Ladies Night. And this one is all for the fellas. This is for my boys out there. Big mistakes that I see guys typically making because we have a different set of ideals for the most part than women do when it comes to physique changes. And these are the biggest mistakes. These are the things that you tend to focus on, which you shouldn't. And then these are the things that you should be focusing on, which you tend to not focus on. Like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And let's get right to it. All right.
Shape. In actuality, what determines your physique is really two things. Are you getting stronger? Are you in that calorie deficit and getting sufficient protein?
So that's Kino Body, a guy I like very much. You know, I understand like the fitness community gets so controversial and people get so pissy about stuff, but Kino Body's a smart guy and he's got a great physique. He was talking about how Andrew Tate stays in shape year round, and he's right. A lot of people, a lot of guys especially, we're like, hey, I'm overweight. I'm over 20-something percent. I'm 25% body fat, and I just want to make that change, so I'm going to go jogging every day. And that doesn't work out. And I'm going to just worry about not eating as much, and that doesn't work out. You're still having your Frappuccino in the morning, but you think because you get your burger without a bun, you're making a good choice and you're going in the right direction. It's not. Focus on protein. Focus on your calorie intake. Overall calorie intake and protein determine practically everything. There is small amounts of stuff, detail-oriented stuff, medical conditions, or when you engage in something very unique, if you're a professional athlete, if you're a competitive athlete in different sports, okay, anaerobic sports versus endurance sports, of course, where macros are going to come into consideration. But if you are getting a sufficient to maybe a little bit too high a level of protein, and you're keeping yourself in a very small deficit when it comes to calories, now all you need to do is engage in strength training and kind of stay active. Because the big mistake, the biggest mistake I see guys make is putting too much focus on overall weight loss, thinking that they're going to lose the weight and they'll be ripped. But what do? They just burn a lot of calories and eat less, and they end up being smaller, fatter versions of themselves. In order to have a good body, you have to have a high level. You don't have to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson. In order for men and women, but especially men, in order for you to look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club or Ryan Reynolds, not giant hulking monsters, not professional open level bodybuilders, in order to have any level of appealing physique, you have to have above average levels of muscle. And the average man absolutely does not. That's not a knock. But that's not something you just naturally have unless you're a genetic freak. Okay, we've all seen those, like, especially black guys, you know, like the guy who's never worked out, and you know, the NBA player or Francis Ngannou, who's like, without lifting weights, they're just like, whoa, okay. Now, that does happen. But the average man, especially the man who has a real desire to make a change to his physique and look better naked, has a far below average level of muscle mass. And that is going to be the huge determining factor when it comes to changing your physique, okay? So don't just worry about overall energy expenditure and then burning calories. Because, as I talked about in the ladies podcast, which was the last one, check it out, ladies. Also, check it out, guys, because there's a lot of universal stuff. Your basal metabolic rate is the biggest factor when it comes to calorie expenditure. It doesn't matter what level of exercise you're doing. BMR, basal metabolic rate, is over 70-something percent of the amount of calories you burn in a day. Thermogenesis from exercise is incredibly low, under like 5% or lower. So what you want to do is to maximize your basal metabolic rate as opposed to put detriment towards it by doing lots of efficiency work, okay? You want to make your car incredibly high output instead of incredibly efficient. A car with higher horsepower is going to burn more gas. And I know that is a hackneyed kind of oversimplified analogy, but it's very true,
Okay. And I will tell the story like I did with the ladies podcast. I remember one of the things that stuck out to me so greatly about 10 years ago when the Dwayne The Rock Johnson was on the Kevin and Bean show and we did an interview with him was about him, because obviously he's very conscious of his body being an action star and transferring out of the WWE. But he was saying, like, the biggest problem for me is maintaining my weight because I have to eat so much just to not lose weight. And if I don't, you know, of course, if I'm going to lose weight, it's unless I really work at it, it's going to be muscle mass. So I just have to stuff myself sometimes just to even maintain my weight. And it's really hard when I'm traveling and everything. And you get to understand, if you extrapolate from that, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, because he's so jacked, it makes it so that he has a really high basal metabolic rate. And obviously he was a genetic, you know, he's very gifted genetically, but I'm not. And here's a perfect example for me. Most guys at 45 years old, 175 pounds, 5'10", do not burn as many calories as I burn just existing. And it makes my life so much easier to not have to count calories all the time. Or when I want to really shred up for summer, sure, of course, I get a little bit more neurotic. But just existing for me is so easy because I just keep my protein high, I lift weights, and I work out really hard, and I monitor my recovery. And, you know, everything kind of just falls into place because I'm not like some of these guys, some of my friends who are, you know, especially competitive marathon runners and things like that, where you're burning so many calories that your basal metabolic rate then gets compromised. And you have to engage in that activity all the time or else it's going to be problematic. And on top of that, that activity makes you starving for the wrong kind of stuff. All right. So the next clip I'm going to play is from my man, Lane Norton. This is also something that was talked about in the ladies podcast, but I want you to take a listen to this and really understand.
And so if you look at studies where people aren't resistance training and they just diet and they're not like their normal protein, not high protein, you see anywhere from like a 30% to 40% of the weight they lose is from lean mass.
There's so many people, even people in the fitness industry, who still push this bullshit idea of, well, when it's time to bulk up, big weights, low reps, and when it's time to get shredded, you carve in the definition with your higher reps. There couldn't be less, that's the most large heap of bullshit that's ever existed. Okay? When you're dieting, you're going to have less glycogen and less availability. You're not going to be able to do as many reps. And you will be relatively capable of pumping big iron in a respectable rep range. You want to do things that are going to be metabolically beneficial for you and are not going to drain your ability to continue living in a deficit. The best thing you can do is focus on resistance training and safely increasing that resistance. Do that while you're eating high protein with a small deficit, and that is the key. And it takes consistency and it takes persistence. So many guys, they make the mistake of thinking that when it's time to bulk up, I'm going to lift heavy. Right now, I'm just going to do my calisthenics and my high rep stuff because I'm trying to lose weight. Well, what you're doing is engaging in really mediocre training that's far from the metabolic demands that you need and far from giving you what you need from your training and your resistance training. And you're not really doing anything that's going to help you metabolically. In fact, a lot of times it makes you hungrier for carb-rich foods. Okay, so I have friends I have seen, been next to, not only professionals, but world-class combat athletes, MMA fighters, jiu-jitsu athletes, kickboxers, boxers. When they're working with their nutritionists and they are working with their strength and conditioning coaches, and they have to make weight or go down a weight class, they are going into low rep ranges with higher amounts of weight. When the alternative is there, when they have to bulk up, you better believe they're cycling through 10 plus reps, sometimes 20 plus reps, and keeping that glycogen and increasing the circulation and the volume to different muscles. That is the healthiest way to go about bulking up. So just keep that in mind. I don't want to get too geeky and get into the chemistry of it, but as we talk about the difference between myoplasmic and sarcoplasmic muscle, the part of your muscle that's actual muscle that isn't water and other particulates, that is like beef jerky, Okay. It is not like, you know, a nice fresh steak where it's full of liquid. It's full of nutrients, full of everything, where it's like puffed up. The actual muscle cell is, it's like the beef jerky. It's just pure muscles. And that reacts to lower rep range, closer to failure with heavier resistance. Okay. Really maximizing that contractile exercise and that portion of like contracting hard. Now, does that mean you should avoid sarcoplasmic work or higher volume, higher rep range? No, but what it means is that you need to focus on lifting big weights and lower rep ranges when it's time to lose fat. And I see so many guys making that mistake and doing the alternative.
Where'd you get that hat, Mike? It's so dope. I know it is. Melon, M-E-L-I-N. You're out here on your farm in Texas in the humidity and your head gets funky, but your hat won't. Melon's got you covered. 5 times more durable than any other hat on the market. Waterproof, you drop it while you're fishing. It floats right there on the water. You can wash it when it gets funky and it'll come right back into shape just like the day you got it. The most comfortable hat on the market. Plus, they got tons of different styles and fits. They even have a fit finder right there on the website. They got snapbacks. They come in classic, regular, extra large. Melon very, very rarely offers discounts, but right now you can get 30% off. So head to the website, melin.com/Mikey. Get yourself 30, that's right, 30% off. Elevate your hat game and don't let it get in the way of your lifestyle. Melon hats, melin.com/Mikey.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Westwood One.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
All right. The next thing I want to talk about is the cardio mistake, the big cardio mistake. Guys like, hey, time to get leaner, big time cardio. Yeah, big time cardio. Check out Sal from Mind Pump talking about the need to focus on really smart use of cardio, because
cardio, it's terrible for fat loss. It's great for health, walking, swimming, running, biking. It's great to improve the quality of your life. It's not an effective form of exercise for fat loss. So what happens is people do cardio for the thing that it's terrible for, and they end up not getting great results. Yeah. And then they loathe it.
Cardio is terrible for fat loss. It's true. Cardio, when we're not talking about really low level or like sprint work, which is not something you could do for a long period of time, we're talking about what we typically think of: going for a jog, going for a bike ride, going on the treadmill for hours so that you can burn a lot of calories. It does burn a lot of calories, but what happens with that is you're making your engine more efficient. That's not what you want to do. You want to become a 70 Barracuda. You do not want to become a Ford Fiesta. Okay, you do not want to maximize efficiency. because you're going to lower that basal metabolic rate. You want to make it so that just existing, you burn a ton of calories. And there's only one way to do that. And that is to be leaner and to be more muscular. Okay, guys? So I'm not saying don't do these things if you love them. But just, you know, have your pickup basketball leagues, have your activity, and then walk a lot. Stay with that circulation keeping throughout the body so you're not just sitting on your ass all the time, and really maximize 2 to 3 days a week of progression in the gym and pushing yourself hard with resistance, because that's where the results come from. Not just bulking up, but that's where the results come from in getting leaner and looking better naked. Finally, and this one's a little bit more weird. The biggest tip I can give to guys is focus on neck training. Now, I know what you're saying. What the hell does that have to do with anything? That doesn't seem like it's very reasonable. Well, it is, for a couple reasons. One, you don't really see any of your muscles. I don't care how shredded you are. No one sees my abs for the most part, unless I'm at the beach or I'm taking off my shirt, which is not particularly common. People see your forearms and people see your neck. Now, both forearms and neck, or grip, are incredibly important when it comes to being healthy and living a long time, okay? There's a lot of studies that show that grip strength is one of the first thing that goes when people age and get more and more unhealthy, but that guys who can maintain their grip strength into late in life have the ability to really maintain a level of health later in life. Now, also, people see your forearms a lot, and it is a very appealing masculine trait, which is the same for your neck. Neck training will improve your posture, but also it just looks good. And I know what people are thinking, men and women right now. They're like, wait, no, big fat neck. No, I'm saying if you have a lean muscular physique and a wider, more muscular neck, everything works out. You don't have to look to college wrestlers or NFL football players. Let's take a look at some really famous, very attractive people. Something's going on. My Great Pyrenees are making a lot of stink. There must be a predator about. Let's take a look at these pictures of really inarguably attractive people. Here's Jeff Nippert, great physique, but look at him when he has his wider neck on the right-hand side. It's immediately more masculine. Here is Channing Tatum. Look what happens immediately, just like the appearance, the immediate appearance when you narrow that neck down. And then, of course, this famous convict guy who's like impossibly good looking, but he was, I don't know, his mugshot made him famous. But look, if I were to just take away his neck size, you get this impression that he is not someone who carries a masculine, powerful physique. And again, I know after I've showed you these pictures, you're still saying to yourself, that doesn't mean anything, because these, you're talking about big hulking people. And of course, okay, what's the most, probably the most talked about and sought after movie physique of all time? I'll answer that for you. It's Brad Pitt from Fight Club or Troy. That's it. As soon as I deal with someone, either a client on Patreon or people in my personal life, and they have a penis, the first thing they go to is like, I want to look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club. And if they don't say that, they say, I want to look like Brad Pitt in Troy. Brad Pitt is not a big man. He's only, I think he's like, people say 6'1", but I've also seen different reports. He's tall, certainly taller than me. I'm 5'10". He's taller than me. I've stood next to the guy. I've never like talked to him. But I would say he's probably 6 feet tall, let's say, but he's very thin. He's got like a swimmer's body. But one of the things that makes Brad Pitt so attractive, in my opinion, and then I think to a lot of people, is like, look at that neck. For a thin guy, Brad Pitt has an incredibly powerful, thick neck. Especially as Tyler Durden. And it changes the way your entire body really looks. It makes a massive difference. Do I think abs are important? Of course, when your calves are like overall appeal, like guys with abs, it makes it different. But if you achieve a lean muscular physique and then also have a powerful wide neck, it makes a huge difference. I don't have the biggest neck in the world. I don't have like a noticeably large neck, but I do have a big neck for a guy my size. I will tell you a story. And this is 100% true, and hopefully this gives you some sense of how this all works out. I was doing a TV show, which will remain unnamed, because I don't want any... There's no need to get into the details. But I was doing a TV show, which was a relatively well-viewed TV show and a prominent thing. And the director of Wardrobe was measuring me. And this was a very openly, very gay man from Italy named Marcello. And Marcello was a very funny, outspoken fella. And he was measuring me, and he's like, oh, your body is all distorted. Look at your neck. I can't, what am I supposed to do with this neck? But for your size, the neck is too big. I made 18-inch neck is gross. You distorted. And there's like four chicks in the room, like assistant producers, producers, other wardrobe people, makeup people. And there are four chicks, right, in the room. And they're laughing. Because he's like, hey, your boat is all distorted. And I said, oh, thanks, Marcello. And I'm, you know, I started to kind of push back. And I was like, in your opinion, yeah, I need you. If you have a more swelled neck, you are going to look a more better. I can make a better suit for you. Ah, we got Jimmy Pargareccia, Ciccio Micazzo. And I was like, oh, thank, okay, fucking my body's distorted. Okay, Marcello. And I transitioned from listening to him telling me because my neck was too big that my body was distorted to having sex with all four girls in that room. Not at the same time, but that's 100% true. All four women who are around chuckling about what Marcello was saying about how my body was distorted, I then went to have sex with all of them. So you take that and do what you wish and tell me if having a larger, more muscular neck is distorted or if it's appealing overall. I'll leave you with that one. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to my sponsors. Thank you to you who listens to or downloads this podcast. Also, like, subscribe, and maybe tell a friend I love you in this crazy mixed-up world that makes you think that nobody cares. Remember, I do. Be good.
Te presentamos a Alex. Ella acaba de descubrir el centro de visión de Walmart.
Ahora hago mis diligencias en un solo lugar.
¿Compras? ¿Lentes?
Walmart.
¿Decoraciones?
Walmart. Y lo mejor es que aceptan la mayoría de seguros, así que ahorro tiempo y dinero.
Bienvenido a un cuidado de visión más fácil. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Se aplican restricciones. Visita walmart.com para más detalles.
Hey everyone, I am Fran.
And I'm Tom.
And we are the co-hosts of the Native Plants Healthy Planet podcast.
On the Native Plants Healthy Planet podcast, we talk about native plants, obviously.
We have great guests.
My name's Joe, and I'm staying in room 123 at the Ramada Inn right now.
We have a lot of fun.
Which of the following was the name of Uli Lorimer's latest book? This book is actually in this room right now.
Yeah, that's a good.
And
book.
Don't try and cheat and look up here because I turned it around. It's that book right up there. So you might be able to see part of it.
And we learn a lot.
We have the most biomass per acre in a redwood forest than any other place on the planet. And people are like, more than the Amazon? Yes, more than the Amazon.
So tune in, have a couple laughs, learn about nature, and help the planet while you're at it. Until then, keep it native.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling pine so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.